Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Welcome to our show. You know, we're on a variety of outlets right now. Red State Talk Radio, Global Star Radio Network, KYH, and a whole bunch of other affiliates. And we say thank you. And also, too, this broadcast will appear on many of our podcast services. So we're trying to get the word out as best we can, but we could always use your help in spreading this. This show is brought to you by Inmarsat iSat Phone 2. And you say, what is that? It's a satellite phone, guys. And when your cell phone goes down or your cell phone's not working because of coverage issues, you'll always have your sat phone. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the sat phone later in the program. But honestly, they've got great right now, I'm looking at a special they've got on the 150-minute monthly plan. My plan is one-fourth of my cell phone plan. In other words, I pay four times more for my cell phone than I do the sat phone. The sat phone's infinitely more useful. Here's what you got to do. Give them a call. 855-980-5830. 855-980-5830. And I'll tell you, we're having Steve Quayle on here in just a second. And towards the end of the show, we're slated to talk about communications. Guarantee this is going to come up. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dave. And this is probably one of the most important broadcasts. It seems like every time you and I get together, it's at a, I'd say, an intersection point where your sources and all of your investigation comes into clear focus. My sources, my investigation comes into clear focus. And, you know, the scripture is very clear. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And I think it's critical that people understand that it's, again, no longer the lateness of the hour. It's the madness of the minute. And we're watching beyond a perfect storm. We're watching an end time storm that will see the Antichrist brought into power after a, and I would say this, a probably less than 1 week World War III, where the United States will be taken out as a superpower. And why I say that is, ladies and gentlemen, again, Jesus said a house divided against itself cannot stand. And we've got the military making war on the military. We've got them trying to vaccinate over 300,000 men. And the point is that this is a bioweapon. Both Dave and I have spoken extensively about it. And this is really, really critical that people understand when Shen Ping, P-I-N-G, real name, he said they defeated the United States with the release of their bioweapon. So in all of its variants, and now we're seeing the same mantra, the same repetitive BS. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, that, and I stand by it. We cannot allow ourselves to be put under another quarantine. We cannot allow another lockdown. Again, godly defiance based on righteousness must basically confront, like we never have in history, the whole, if you will, world of satanic and demonic compliance.
I agree.
So defy, do not comply. And Dave, we've watched right now, and I know, and I sound excited tonight, and I want people to understand that this is critical, because what we're going to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, isn't frosting on the cake. It's the destruction of the bakery, i.e. everything that's gone in to make this country great and wonderful. And the word that everyone's got to be keeping in mind, their forefront, freedom, freedom, freedom. That's the most deadly word to the devils in the globalists, the Satanists, and the Luciferians, because the Bible's so clear that God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But the churches have absolutely neutralized Christianity. By the way, I got the numbers of how many Christians are on the list, the extinction list. And Dave, this is interesting. There are 25 million nominal Christians. This is off the real list. And I couldn't know this unless somebody gave it to me, of course. 25 million nominal Christians and 5 million Christians that they are the list, the DHS, FEMA, all those people have to get rid of. And if you look at that population, quick and dirty, and I think the population of the United States now is what, about right around 370 million. Look at how small the remnant is. And so when we hear that the Deagle Report, which is a John D. Rockefeller, it was their think tank, talking about the death of 250 million people. You broke the article, multiple articles, before anybody did, on Kamala Harris talking about they're keeping their list. And I'm just putting this into perspective. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not kidding. And we have to understand what's being planned, Dave. And forgive me, I take that back. What's being implemented, not being planned, implemented even now.
Well, you're so right on the money. It is being implemented now as we speak. But Steve, this has been coming for a long time. And honestly, I've grown weary of repeating the same message over and over. But it just now, what we're saying is in the mainstream. I wanted to ask you about the Christians aspect of it. And I'm going to refer you to a Wall Street Journal article. I'm linking that into an article I'm writing for tomorrow. I believe the publication was July 28th, so just a few days ago. They said, effectively, I'm paraphrasing, Christians are the number one national security risk. They stand in the way of vaccines and everyone's safety. In fact, they said white evangelical Christians. Did you see that, Steve, about the Wall Street Journal article?
Well, no, I didn't, and thank you for, reminding me of that, actually drawing attention to it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Wall Street Journal. This is big business. We have been now nullified, and Dave, years ago, when I started on talk radio, the formula I was given, I as in India, V as in Victor, N as in November, D as in Delta, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy, and we are coming into the destruction mode of Christians. That's what I want people to understand. When you see that on Wall Street Journal, that, ladies and gentlemen, is an execution warrant. It is. They're saying we're the number one national security risk. Are you kidding me? Because the thing is that we've seen the takeover and takedown of the mainstream ATM, I call them MSATM, mainstream accessory to murders, on the whole vaccine, and I don't call it the V word, I call it wackacine, meaning the deadly mutagenic injection. We've seen the vilification, and we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, in slow motion, the Canadian government making war on Christians, burning churches,
yes,
or allowing them to be burned, and hauling pastors off to prison or jail, and that's coming here. So this, Dave, is the nullification of the Christian influence on the United States of America. And the Wall Street Journal, shame on them, because they can literally be called now the road to perdition. And I mean that. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, no clearer sign is being sent. And Dave, you and I and all others, from Mike Adams and Alex and everybody, Doug Hagman, anybody who's telling the truth, of course it's going to be called a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, if the whole world be gathered against us, we still have the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. We still have truth. But truth is being silenced. Before Dave and I went on the recording for tonight, the broadcast, we were talking about people having problems, including me, and I know you have too, Dave, of our cell phones being intentionally interfered with, and by your SIM card, my SIM card, our personal identification for our cell phones to us are being basically, how should I say this, not only messed with, but communications and emails that come in phones and emails we send out on phones, they're already kicking in the AI, interrogatory programs, and they're blocking cells. See, these people are so afraid of the truth because you cannot separate the truth from the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So they have to kill the Christians. They have to blame the Christians. And we will get blamed, and we are being blamed. But so what I'm saying, use that as a motivation. Don't let it put fear in you. Let it put faith in you, because God's Word, the Holy Bible, is absolutely filled with examples of people that withstood the greatest powers in the history of the world. Take a look at Daniel. Take a look at David fighting Goliath. And that wasn't in his own strength or own might. But King David of Israel had a wonderful, wonderful heart. It was he's tired of them mocking. He was tired of the Philistine, Goliath, and his brothers. By the way, he had brothers equally big in stature. And the point is that, Dave, where is there any point, and I'm going to say this, where Christians will quit fighting and basically stand up for Jesus and speak up, because we do have power, but power does not reside in cowardice. Power does not reside in silence. Power resides in absolutely standing against evil, standing against wickedness. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the true fear of the Lord, the true honoring of God, the true acknowledgement of God is to hate evil. We have made our bed in hell on a national level, and we got to get up and change locations.
Well, I don't know.
Get out of the
Are we supposed to run? Are we
start walking in power and authority, not assumed, not presumed power and authority, but we need to do it. And right now we're watching, Dave, you know this, the late Bill Casey, William Casey, director of the CIA, made the statement that they'll know their efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. How many times do I don't know you do, but I'm telling you point blank, I quote that now every podcast, because we need to hammer the left, just like the left hammered the righteous and the right. They're two different things in my book, but and the left wing is attacked. That's the 13th rule of Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals. And ladies and gentlemen, it couldn't get any plainer. The Democrats made war on God by their statements that God has no place on their platform. Well, I got news for you. Of course not, because the majority of those who are pro-vaccine, and in Republicans too, they worship and they are sold out to Lucifer. They've been bribed by the Chinese. Enemies within will be brought against us. And again, we're already, Dave, seeing the evil fruit of Chinese spies being released by Hiding Lion Biden. Okay, almost sounds like a composer for a symphony of hell, in my opinion. But the point is that we are seeing now the vilification of patriots, the imprisonment of patriots, quote-unquote, people who are set up. And unfortunately, the president never gave it, I would say, a forward thought, I hope, that that would be used against him. And so, well, 450, I guess, to 500 people are in prison without due process for nothing outside of maybe trespass, if they want to press it. They're being treated worse than murderers, being treated worse than child molesters, and this is a preview of the perversion and the persecution and the prosecution to come. We must stand up, we must speak up, and we must fight. I'm telling people this. It's no longer a question, will you have to fight? Take that to the Lord in prayer. To different people, that will mean different things. But look, they're going to kill us anyway. Why not resist them until the very end? And Dave, I'm sorry, but I can't tell you, and I know when I say that, that's a metaphor. The thing is that you and I both sense, and I think you need to explain, if you would, why we're both talking about the shortness of time that we have left with any semblance of freedom.
Well, the globalists are trying to accelerate their timetable, and
are you there?
You know, yes, I'm here. I'm here. Can you
Hello,
not?
Dave.
Can you not hear me, Steve? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We're being messed with. How about that? This is a pre-broadcast. That's interesting.
Yep.
If you can't hear me again, just let me know, and I'll switch the channel.
Okay.
As I was saying, without being heard, the globalists are accelerating their timetable. They're desperate. They're scared. They know the people are waking up. I still maintain what I have been saying for months, and I keep getting it confirmed, that Biden can't go in the Pentagon. He doesn't have most of the Joint Chiefs. He doesn't have the military. He doesn't have the rank and file. And they're accelerating everything. And I think they're making some fundamental mistakes in their haste, and I'm going to give you two of them. One, they've woken up a sleeping segment of the American population that I call the soccer moms with critical race theory, because now once these moms realize their kids are being propagandized and perverted and singled out for maltreatment, now they look at other things and they go, gee, maybe the election was stolen. Maybe these other things are true. And so they've awakened that population. And then there's something else they're doing, and they're really overplaying their hand. The forced vaccination of our military, first, will decimate the ranks, but second, secondly, I have to tell you, it's going to turn the military against the government. And I remember before the Soviet Union fell in 1989, and there was going to be a big showdown in Moscow, and the leaders brought in the tanks, the people climbed out of the tanks and marched with the people, the protesters. And this is what forced vaccination in the military is going to accomplish. In fact, we're even seeing these behaviors around the world, Steve. In France, the police are putting down their shields and marching with the people. People are waking up to the BS of the globalists.
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing, too. The prison camps are being established. Let's run through it. Australia. It's a New Zealand. Canada. Different places in the world, Europe, European prison camps on scales that are defy imagination. In Germany, the United States has already got them in play. And it's almost like, Dave, you say you get tired. How much evidence do people need? Just today, someone hand-delivered, so it's not on the net yet, hand-delivered a drive to me with probably about a mile and a half, 2 mile train, all headed to the East Coast with Bradley fighting vehicles, support vehicles, some Bearcats, but these were Bradleys and these were other type systems you would use to put down civilians or to attack civilians.
Yes.
We also heard that A-10 Warthogs are, quote, for the first time in history, and I don't know if that's true or not, that's what the article said, are learning to land on highways. Now, you can either look at it one of two ways. That's going to be used against us. And the late Greg Evenson brought a term. And by the way, he was in Special Forces. He was in Space Command. He was so far into it that he always had to keep his mouth shut until the period before he passed away. And that's a matter of another subject. You and I got to deal with Secret Space Force and all that stuff.
Yes.
But what's really critical, ladies and gentlemen, is, and I want people to understand this, the military is going to lock down specific areas of the country. And Dave, may I give the latest up-to-the-minute lockdown plans?
Yes, let's do that.
I think it's really important because your state is in one of them, okay? And this is why it's critical. First of all, as you know, the movie isn't out yet. I am rushing, and I mean rushing. God has been so amazing to put talented people together, and I'm talking about in other parts of the country, but we've got the biggest water reservoirs in not only the West Coast, but starting into our area, which is Montana, further in. It is important that people understand there is not enough water to support the demands of the growth in Phoenix, the growth in Scottsdale, the growth in Los Angeles, the whole Los Angeles metroplex, the demands that are being placed on water. There's simply not enough water. There are people that know how to calculate it. Zero Hedge put out an alert, a warning on 12 of the major California water sources. And what happens? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's what's happening. The first rollout, and this is critical, the first rollout of roadblocks. Now, roadblocks are different than lockdowns, although one will usually follow the other. They can be independent of lockdowns. The first rollout of roadblocks is going to take place. New York City, I'm reading from the list, Dave. Nobody else has heard this. Baltimore, Washington, D.C., New York State borders, the main roads. The goal when finished, the whole goal, I want people to understand this, I'm almost pulling out the hair on my head, is to isolate the East Coast states so that as the cities are isolated, then they can move out into the urban areas. Now, there are trains headed right now, and I'm sure most of you who are aware of this kind of stuff, they're headed in the next category. Well, that's going on the East Coast. The West Coast is Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. And the reason being, they're going to be out of water and they're going to be out of power. We are just within, literally, without any, I want people to understand, sure there's a flash flood in the Grand Canyon, but that doesn't fill the void of water. It's the snow in the mountains. And with weather engineering, geoengineering, weather wars, we are under, pun intended, a perfect conflagration of drought, famine, and disease. So I want to give that again. Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. Which means as it comes apart, where the water is not flowing to the West Coast, where the water is being diminished into the states, i.e. California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona, and every one of those states takes water from the Colorado River, it's important that people understand the greatest migration in history is already being anticipated. And Dave, I want to just share this.
You mean leaving drought-ridden states?
Yep, drought-ridden states. And the, those who are on the other states, it's going to be containment. Yeah, let me just ask you this. Would it be not worse an escape from Los Angeles, which, by the way, I think we both, you had mentioned before, you like that show. I believe those are telegrams sent from Hollywood. They know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Imagine the current population, what, 20-plus million people in L.A., they can't get water. This isn't a scare tactic, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going on, being discussed behind the scenes. And, you know, here's what people have got to understand. You cannot move, like, in essence, Bozeman, Montana is called now Bozangeles, okay? Because there's so many Californians moving here, the property prices have gone through the roof, but the infrastructure won't support it. So the bordering states, obviously, Idaho has some say in this, Montana has some say in this. The water sources are going to be the prime, how should I say this, motivation for it. Without water, you die. Now we're hearing that the oldest rights in California, what water rights they go back to, what, 1914 or something, the registered rights, are going to be denied to the farmers. And ladies and gentlemen, they're killing the farms. They being the globalist, Satanist, industrialist, Luciferians. Global depopulation is underway. And we're talking about the most dangerous set of circumstances. If they can't, you know, inject you, you know, if they don't give you the shot in the arm, they'll give you a shot in the head. I'm talking with a firearm. If they can't keep you from being prepared, they'll cut the food off. Every day, Dave, every day. Now, what, 6 million pounds of hamburger is might have a problem? No one, to my knowledge, has ever found where that meat, what was it, chicken last week? Ladies and gentlemen, they're withholding that, those protein sources from the market. Farmers are being paid not to farm. And if they do farm, the government is pulling their crop insurance. So when you get rid of the water, you get rid of the food, you get rid of the people. You do.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And to go along with this Western persecution, I've discovered something only today, and I've had it confirmed in my discussions with Paul Preston and another unidentified source. The buyer of Hunter Biden's art is communist Chinese. They're using front people and front groups. Hunter Biden has relocated. This is why they're paying him, because listen to what he's doing for him. This is quid pro quo. Hunter Biden is relocated to, Malibu, and he is actively coordinating with Chinese generals on the ground. And I spoke with Paul Preston this morning. He confirmed all of this. He knew it too. They're putting Valerie Jarrett to work to take down New California's 51st State Movement. That's how Paul found out about this. But you actively have the son of the president who is plotting a Chinese invasion or coordinating it with the communist Chinese. In exchange, they're paying him $500,000 per painting.
Well, and that's something that people ought to have to understand, that, ladies and gentlemen, the treason within this country is a greater threat than even the external threats, because if it weren't for the treacherous treasons, I'm going to use the word bastards. When I use that, that's a biblical term for the progeny of fallen angels having sex with earth women and producing the giants. When the giants were murdered, the demons, the disembodied spirits, the hybrid spirits were looking to inhabit people. And the Luciferian worshipers, and I got to tell you, the biggest names in Washington, in the Democratic Party, and some of the Republican traitors, which you can probably figure out for yourself, have pledged their allegiance in real ceremonies to Lord Lucifer. When they do that, they're being given away, and by the way, some of them in person. Most people can't even embrace this. And it's because Jesus said a powerful statement. Everything he said was powerful, but this is critical. He said, if I'm telling you earthly things and you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? Let me translate. If everything that everybody on talk radio, on podcast, is giving you details, the top scientists are saying there's no science behind the lockdowns, and we're seeing kids committing suicide in unparalleled numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. It is time to defy, not comply. Godly defiance versus satanic compliance. I want people to just go to the Lord, literally, who will hear this at whatever time, and bring that to the Lord in prayer. Because the cowards, the fearful, and the unbelieving go into the lake of fire. They don't go into the streets of glory. And that's something that I think Coach Dave Dobermeier wrote a classic piece, a piece that I believe is one of the most important narratives on the true state and fate and condition of that which calls itself Christendom. And I'll let, Christendom. The thing is that the evangelicals are now being basically targeted. And Dave, we've got to touch on this too. The clergy response teams are getting from FEMA, I understand from someone who's receiving them, multiple weekly updates. They're being informed to be ready. They're being, if you will, they're being pushed along. That's something that no one's talked about, and I wouldn't have known it unless somebody who's on the clergy response team, in the church, who's there by, I believe, to share and tell people what's really going on. These are the Pied Pipers of perdition, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I have something to interject here at this point. I formerly went to the largest church in Arizona. People can figure that out, who that is. And in one of the sermons, and it's a good thing I wasn't there, we were out of town, and I saw the video of it, though. And I come back, and I got calls from friends of mine at the church, including my neighbor. And my neighbor, highly disturbed. Here's what was said, and I'm going to give you a verbatim, and I've said it so many times, I have it perfectly memorized. He may not be God's man, referring to leadership. He may not be God's man, or excuse me, back up. He may not be a godly man, but he's God's man. And it is your duty to submit. And there were no qualifiers. And here's what I mean by no qualifiers. He didn't say, except when man's law conflicts with God's law. Then, of course, you have to follow God's law. I would have accepted that had he said that. But that's not what he said. He may not be God's godly man, but he is God's man. And it is your duty to submit. And in the long run, God will work things out. Can you believe that, Steve?
Can I tell you something? I'm glad I wasn't there. Dave, I won't go into those, what I would call, apostolic dens of iniquity, apostasy, maybe apostolic, because there's nothing about it. That's a lie. That's a perversion of Romans 13. All godly government is to be acknowledged and submitted to. But whether it's better to serve man or God, you decide. That man has just declared, that was a charge, if you will, that the people must go to their own slaughter. And by the way, God will work it out. I want to share something. There's 230,000 members of evangelical, Catholic, all of the churches and their senior leadership are on that. You know that that's only 25,000 less than how many guillotines there are? And I would share that people, historically, communists have one way of dealing with, I would say, Judas goats. They kill them. So, but I was putting, and it just dawned on me, what happens if they go first, Dave? But you gave me your word. I would be spared in my family. I just presented 50,000 people. And the devil laughs at him and says, I never tell the truth. And that's what I want people to understand. Romans 13, the way it's taught by, and I would say this, that's a heretic making that statement. That is someone preparing preparing the Lord's flock, whoever is in that congregation. There are people, obviously, that called you that are troubled. That is a death warrant. And God in heaven must rebuke him, and we cannot submit to that kind of nonsense. That is anti-biblical. It is surrender to hell. And that's like ultimate reconciliation. Well, you know, you're going to go to heaven, so why don't you just walk in and let them cut your head off? Them first. And that's this is what's happened. The church has been neutered. We have, and I love what one, it wasn't my word, but I love it. The pulpits have turned into purr-pits. Another means meow men rule the day. Friendship with the world. Now, here's the deal. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. And he who loves the world becomes an enemy of God. That statement that that entity in the pulpit made was a direct trying to accommodate the world. Look, we're going to be hated. We're going to be hated, already are. When you get the WSJ, you know, Wicked Satan's Journal. I'm just making that up on the spot.
That's pretty good.
Calling for us, those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, and we're threats to national security, may their paper fall on the floor, may people flee it, and may they be no more, because what they are doing, they're betraying their country, in my opinion, and they have become whores, in my opinion, to all truth, all justice. And so, basically, they've rolled over, ladies and gentlemen. They're globalists. They are Satanists. They're Luciferians. And the goal of the Great Reset is to kill everything of the West. It is to turn the blacks against the whites, ethnos against ethnos. That's what those scripture means, nation against nation, Matthew 24. And to give us, basically, no options. You either take the vaccine, whack-a-scene, you either basically starve, and the promise will be, if you just go, and here's how the clergy response teams have been, we're going to protect you. They're going to split the husbands up from the wives. They're going to split the kids up from the parents. You'll never see your wife again. You'll never see your husband again, because there's a reason. There's a quarter of a million guillotines. And Dave, I think I sent you the actual list.
Yes.
And I mean, Doug Hagman's got, it's all across talk radio. And the reason why most people cannot accept that is they refuse to see what's obvious before them because of that kind of lying seduction that that pulpit statement represents. The Bible teaches that in the last days, men will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. The man, the woman who turns their congregation over to certain death has been seduced. Ladies and gentlemen, flee from those places. Flee from those places and seek the living God and pour out your heart. Seek the face of God, not just the, how should I say this, the facade of those who are fakers. There's more wolves in the pulpits of American churches than there are true shepherds.
There are, and I was stunned to have that report made, but I had to go listen to the video presentation, and it was, I told my neighbor, I said, if I've ever heard a 501c3 sermon, that was it. And I can't go back there in good conscience. I've written a letter that I'm sure they're not going to respond to. My friend actually went and talked to one of the pastors, and he got so much double talk, it was listening to the CDC describe the new face mask rule. I mean, it was totally nonsensical. Hey, I want to get into a couple of other things that I know about. First of all, and I'm going to mention three things and let you run with the theme. Here in Arizona, our governor has totally overlooked the fact that he's owned by Communist China. His ice cream entity did not make money of any significance until it went to Communist China. And then he was a National Governors Association meeting, and he said, yeah, we got rare earth minerals and we're happy to do business with China. And this was with Chinese Chamber of Commerce in attendance. So he's owned by them. He blocked the audit from happening sooner. He's blocking the audit results. And so here in Arizona, under his auspices, the Chinese a Chinese general has purchased land big enough to land bombers. Okay, in Arizona. I'm serious. This is not hyperbole, folks. This is something that's been in our local media here, even if you haven't seen it on the national media. Then we have the NATO taking over Norfolk Naval Station. It's in process. There's no reason for NATO to be on our soil. Their job is to fight in Europe and to be the counter against the Russians. They have no business being in America, except they're here to support Biden against any attempted military coup, in my opinion. And then, of course, we've got the aforementioned generals in California from China working with Hunter Biden on behalf of Daddy Biden, and there's the art sales quid pro quo. Steve, I could go on and on, but one more I'll just throw out there and I'll let you comment. The Salt Palace, I wrote about this over a year ago. The UN moved in and took over the Salt Palace, so they've established a base of operations. And by the way, in the last week, I've received evidence from my audience of UN presence in six different states in the United States. So I'll let you run with that theme.
Well, here's the thing. In Deuteronomy, the curse, in Deuteronomy 28, I want people to understand the Old Testament doesn't pass away with the new, but God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How about this? A nation that turns against God, strangers from without, will possess you from within. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason why 12 plus million renters are going to be kicked out on the street. The question is, will it start happening now or will it wait until October? I have two different people telling me basically the same thing, but timing. October 31st, Halloween, the ultimate grand sacrifice would be 12 million people sacrificed. Now, Dave, that just doesn't mean the homeless or the dispossessed. But look at what's happening even in Los Angeles. Are you kidding me? The mayor Grossetti, or I call him Gross Out, the bottom line is going to charge homeless people $1,000. Good luck collecting.
Where are they going to come up with the money? If they had $1,000, they'd have an apartment.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. So what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, and I hate to say what I'm going to say, Dave, I hate it. The bottom line is we're already seeing people taken off the streets, taken to camps to never be seen or heard from again. How do I know that? From multiple four-star generals. And this was going on about 10 years ago, called the Smoky Trucks. And they were special operations. They weren't friends of friends. They weren't two parties to me. They were direct, them to me. And the point is, why would they tell me that long ago? Because they wanted the American people to understand what was happening to their country. Mm-hmm. And the country these guys lay their lives down to basically protect. And if I could say this to every vet listening in, forgive us who were silent and who have not fought your fight to see that the promises that were made to you were kept up. And God forbid that we continue in our silence as one by one the vets hit the street and they die or they're picked up. And I'm telling everybody this, ladies and gentlemen, the Second Amendment is critical. The day there is an announcement of the United States submitting to the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, I think that's what it's called, that's your day that they've declared war on you, because they will be coming to your door. NATO troops have no qualms about blowing away gun-owning Americans. And Dave, for so long, even the NRA was delinquent, in my opinion, for not telling people this is what's coming down. You can't sit on a keyboard and I better use another word, complain. You have to become proactive. And ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Dave, I don't know if you know this, but I ask people to pray for your safety. Brother, I'm saying that.
Thank you.
And I really mean that. And I thank God for those who listen to you, listen to me, listen to us, listen to Doug Hagman for praying for our safety. Because again, everyone, when those A-10s are landing on the highway, I have a question out to my different military friends and contacts. Are those going to be used against the invasion forces or us? And even the former prison, head of all prisons in China, and we all know how horrible those are, that's the guy that bought the, 200 square mile ranch in Texas?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yeah,
and Arizona, too.
Yep, okay. Active airstrips, is that not national security? And when you have the head of the JCS, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, talking about cultural Marxism, and I forget the admiral's name, and the wokeness, I say this, when a nation goes woke, it goes broke. It goes broke spiritually, it goes broke financially, and it goes broke militarily. And one of the things that people have got to understand, and please, I don't believe I could even be more impassioned than I am at this minute. I don't think it's possible for me. Dave, the thing is that we're no longer looking at anything in the future. Everything is now, and minute by minute, tick, 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 the countdown is on. And there's never been a time when our enemies have achieved superiority, weapon superiority, as they have under the administrations of Clinton, Bush, Obama, and now Biden's handing the keys to the kingdom. He's handing your lives over. And ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese generals, Dave's written about it, I've spoken about it, Jeff Nyquist has written about it, spoken about it, they're going to kill every man, woman, and child. So when you hear there's 750,000 Chinese actually active in this country, ready to go to work, remember this. Your firearm is the only thing, and your faith in God first, and your firearm is the only way to stop unimaginable carnage. And Dave, I just want people to understand, the powers of hell, the literal fallen angels, this is critical, are giving each other high fives going, and this is an actual conversation. It was deciphered through a bunch of linguistic translation, and yes, fallen angels do communicate using symbols and using numbers, and they communicate with their replacement humans doing the same thing. But one of the most tragic conversations, I'm going to make it public very soon, prior to the release of my Glyph project, ongoing for 2 years. But you know what they said, Dave? One conversation between two of the most prominent fallen angels, listen to the Book of Enoch, to Lucifer himself, saying, did you ever believe it would be this easy to destroy humanity? I rest my case. Well, you can't say that. How do you know? Simply, God said in the end times, everything that there's nothing that's been hidden that won't be revealed or made known. But again, I go back to the statement. What does it take to get people to wake up when you have statements from the Chinese who are going to kill every man, woman, and child? What does it take to get people to understand 12 million of our brothers? And they use the free money, Dave, to make people think that the gravy train would go on forever. Little did they know they were buying time, in my opinion, and in the opinion of people that are well more connected, and I'm only connected through them, that they're awaiting the grand sacrifice. Blood will flow in the FEMA camps.
Well, what we're doing here, Steve? We're repeating what we said a dozen years ago, but now the current events are validating it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you've been saying this for over two decades. I mean, I want to give you credit for what you've done. I've been talking about this stuff, excuse me, since 2006, but you've been at this since before the turn of the century.
Well, I have, and you know, again, Dave, and you know, God bless each and every. I turn 70 tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, congratulations! Happy birthday.
And by the grace of God, that could not have happened without the intercession, prayer, and faith. Because look, I got a group of people claiming to be Christians. They can't wait until, quote, they can dance on my grave. Well, that's going to be tough because I'm going to be in heaven. They're going to be in hell. And again, I'm just saying this. Having declared Jesus for 26 years, having seen where we're at now and warning we would be here now, I basically am just saying, thank you, Lord. I have lived to see the fulfillment of your word. Because prophecy, if somebody gives a true prophecy, just like Daniel's prophecies, I mean, people had to wait years to see him fulfilled. Now you got, I would say this, false prophets declaring a new message that the president is coming back. That, you know, there's going to be the greatest revival. I got news for you. There will be a revival, but it'll be at the time of the greatest persecution in the history of the world. And God alone will be he who can deliver and will deliver his people who are believing him for it. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying this to every firearm owner out there. Get them out of the safes. Get them ready. Keep them at hand because they're not coming to take their guns away. When that announcement is made, that is the trigger for civil war. the announcement of the Small Arms UN Treaty. They will use NATO troops. Dave, you and I have talked about that. I've talked about that for 20 years. The bottom line is when President Bush Sr. closed all the military bases, he turned it over, them over, to different, how should I say is, factions of military, mercenaries, and others to occupy, to stay hidden until the days that we now are talking about are coming quickly against us. And I believe God will deliver those who are praying. And I don't believe in a pie-in-the-sky Christianity. I believe thy kingdom come, thy will be done, O Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. And I believe that God will give us our daily bread. And that, and I believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to acquiesce to your early death, your early demise. And you need to start quoting the Word of God, that you shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Because, Dave, we've watched, we've sat silently as Christendom, spelled with the D-U-M-B, in my opinion, no reflection on Jesus, just reflection on those who claim Jesus and actually don't believe in him, murders in the hundred million plus of little children, our brothers and sisters in Jesus that never had a chance at life, were slaughtered in the womb. And how can I say that? Because the Bible teaches that children are the heritage unto the Lord. We sat and watched every kind of attack on faith, every kind of attack on Jesus himself. And, quote, we have to get along with the world. Any seeker-friendly world, any seeker-friendly church is absolutely in direct opposition with the will of God. How do I know that? Because Jesus said, friendship with the world is enmity. It means you're at war with God. God is at war with you. And do you really believe you go to heaven if you're at war with God? Guess who created heaven? And he didn't create it for those who are making war on him. And unfortunately, the Democrats will get an eternal justification for their, what I would say this, damnation. So will the Republicans. If people knew how much money went into the Republican hierarchy, Republicans a name only, but I would call them dinos. Devils a name only, okay? And the thing is that when the rhinos become the dinos, the slaughter begins. And these guys are all bought off. The Australian intelligence leak showing which one of our politicians got how much money. Some of them got $250 million. By the way, stupid traders, they should have at least taken gold, not U.S. currency that's going to be canceled and called in. And when that day comes, David, and I think people have to understand this, there's already secret agreements behind the scenes to repudiate the U.S. dollar by 132 nations. And the point is, we watched Russia do it. And Vladimir Putin is a genius to disconnect from the West financial system. Russia has enough water, they have record grain, and they have record technology. And ladies and gentlemen, the people that want to rush to World War III, that want to start World War III, are you kidding me? Putting a missile cruiser, only one of five, by the way, that works, into the Black Sea, do you really believe that anybody would quiver in their boots? Good night. And I mean that. The night comes when no man can work. And Dave, it's so critical. It's so crucial. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to pray for Arizona. Arizona is the tip of the spear. And Dave has been exposing it at great harm. And we don't go on the air and tell everybody every time we get death threats or crazy people.
No, you know, we don't. Crazy people. No, Steve, let me interrupt you just for a second. Listen to this. I had a neighbor come down, and he was just here an hour ago. And he said, did you hear the helicopter over your house that passed four times last night? And I said, I only heard two of the passes. It's true. And I'm getting sent topographical maps. And they were the same topographical maps that the City of Phoenix Police Department spy plane, high-tech plane from the DOJ, was spying on the Arizona audit at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Well, they've come 50 miles north to my place, and they fly over me now three times a day. I'm not joking, Steve. They're trying to lift my data to find out who I'm talking to.
No, I understand that, Dave, and I, for one, believe you, because when I get helicopter gunships, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, even with my bad ears, I got two new, hearing aids, but when it comes to low frequencies, because I'm in different helicopters, I can actually listen. You know, I'm great at, why do I say this? My hearing, bless the Lord, I can still hear low frequencies, like car doors slamming.
Yeah, I do too. Yep.
And if you've ever been around helicopters, you can tell if it's three blade, two blade, or you can tell if it's a Chinook.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and Steve, so, there's something, if I don't cover it now, we won't get to it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to cover with you the importance of communication. I mentioned early in the show about sat phones, and I'm really worried that my family could be dispersed through the city of Phoenix, and we couldn't rally if they just shut everything down. Can you address that?
Yeah, I'm worried too, Dave. The most important thing right now is communication. And ladies and gentlemen, the majority of the talk radio hosts are in communication or will be. We have that capability. Satellite phones go satellite phone to satellite phone. They don't need any earth, attenuation. The power in the satellite phones is enough for me to contact any place in the world or anybody in the world to contact me. Cell phones will be selectively targeted and are being shut off and are even now being, I would say this, AI, artificial intelligence, which I don't believe it's artificial, they're being demonically raped. And every single, this is important, every single statement, recording, every single text is being captured, data captured. You can be targeted within 3 inches. Even cell phones, this is cell phones now, in your bedroom at night act as almost the same type of echolocation that different animals use, specifically bats. Satellite phones cannot be tracked to any less than 50 miles. Now, you can turn your GPS on, and that's another story for people that are in the wilderness want to be found if they get lost. But what's critical is this, Dave. Those identified, those of us who are hassled because of our communications, our emails, our cell phones, there is a plan. Anybody who's on any list will have their cell phone shut down. They can target individual cell phones. And I want people to understand that the sinister nature of the cell phone technology itself, it doesn't apply to the satellite phones. And as you were talking about the satellite phone store, I mean, quite candidly, ladies and gentlemen, they've got a deal. It's $100 a month. It's 150 free minutes a month. They give you the phone. These aren't cheap phones.
They give you the phone, exactly.
And these things have 3 times the battery life just on a single charge. They have, when I say this, pretty much unlimited reach. And the point that I want everyone to understand is the most dangerous and the most, I would say this, emotionally destabilizing thing a married man or a man who has kids can be in is what's happening to my family. When they take the cell phones down, they take communication. Now, we saw that in Texas. No power, no cell, and no communication. And people were panicking. Thank God there were people with satellite phones. And then there's another program that's coming into being, Dave, and it will be an alert system through a separate company, has nothing to do with the satellite phone company, except you use satellite phones to receive the messages, to get emergency alerts. And that's something that I think everybody needs, because remember this, when you kill communication, you can literally segregate one part of the country from another, and you can kill pretty much with impunity. So the satellite phone store, I think, is critical for this time. And by the way, there's a 10-day waiting list now. I told everybody it was going to happen.
I did too. Others
told everybody it was going to happen. Even the owner, Tina, of the satellite phone store said this is going to happen. And can I say something? Even the satellite phone makers are astonished at this new, I guess you'd say, avenue, because they never planned on having this many satellite phones being used. And I think that's a critical thing. So the satellite phone store, Dave, will you give out the number? Because we're not on a live
stream.
Yeah,
the number is 855-980-5830. And we're talking specifically
about
Steve, Dave? Can you hear me? Yeah. They did it to us again, Steve. I'm sorry. I'm talking away here and you're going, hello, hello. Okay, I think you can hear me now. I changed channels.
Yep.
We're talking specifically about the iSat Phone 2, and you're absolutely right. You laid out the details of the deal completely, and I have to tell you, my fears of being separated without communication now with my family members members is pretty well alleviated, although they are going to do it. Now, there's a drill coming out on August 11th where they're going to do a cyber grid simulated takedown. And my fear is things are going so bad for the globalists right now, they're being so exposed, they may turn this into a snap drill and go right to a live false flag event. And listen, folks, I'm telling you, 10-day waiting period. There's no getting around that. You need to act now. And this is not hyperbole. It's not fear. I'm just telling you, if you want to stay in communication with your family, this is what you got to do. Steve, I'm going to give out your website too. It's Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, stevequayle.com. And we got a bunch of new listeners that have come on board last week. And Steve is a frequent guest on our show. And he has a great, I don't mean good, I mean a great website. And Steve, on that note, my friend, we got a bit ado. We're up against the hard break, but thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Blessings, Dave, and thank everybody who will take what I said tonight or when this is put up.
And you know, Steve, obviously, we're going to get cut off here. Got to go. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.